Tilly Lloyd from Unity Books Wellington. Good morning.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good. Did you throw open the doors and there was a 1 metre spaced stampede through the door?
Yes, it was beautiful. It was a lovely reunion. Yeah, we've got the most pimped shop in town, I'd say.
Do you know what? People after all these screens, including multi-screens and having 12 people on a screen all at once in a Zoom call, I reckon people are really ready for hardcover books.
Oh, they are really ready for each other as well, yeah. But everyone was safely distanced, you know, and pretty much. And everyone was talking about humaning and how it's a muscle and it takes time to get it back.
Humaning. There's all these new words.
Mm.
There's a whole new vocabulary.
That's right. That was my new word for yesterday.
Yeah. It's a perfectly good word. Now, you've been reading Unfinished Business, Notes of a Chronic Rereader by Vivian Cornick.
Yes. Yes, this has just come out in paperback. So here we have the inimitable author and critic, Vivian Cornick, and she's flicked some old books out of her bookcase and she tells us what happened when she reread them. And she does it across 9 essays, which canvass 9 authors, D.H. Lawrence, Colette, Marguerite Duras, Elizabeth Bowen, Delmore Schwartz, Natalia Ginsburg, Pat Barker, Doris Lessing and Thomas Hardy. So quite an amazing list of authors there. Their books co-shaped her in the past, and they've got the power to shape her again on the return trip. And she re-examines and she re-appreciates lots of running themes through these novels, humiliation and self-deception and relief, and you know, it's quite wonderful, her interrogation of them. And she agrees and she disagrees afresh, not only with them but also with her former self, because she's also a person who annotates. So but she also particularly disagrees with Doris Lessing, which was quite a surprise, but it's also part of the energy of the book. So the unfinished business in the title relates to the longevity and the salience of these writers and their ability, their book's ability, to speak with us now. And so they themselves are unfinished business. But then, of course, there's also the reader's unfinished business and the other half of that reading and writing equation. And Gornick, it's wonderfully autobiographical, actually. She writes of who she was and what her circumstances were and how she was affected when she first read the books. And she's quietly astonished and records all this by her fresh interpretations on the reread, which is part of that whole thing of you can safely reread because the person who read it before isn't us. They are a different person. We have changed so much. And the true gold here is Gornick's totally rare, receptive mind. She's just like an anthropologist on a dig. She's excavating the author's intentions and also her own. And then, of course, there's her amazingly rare ability to get it all down. And I don't think there's very many people up there on the top shelf with her. Her reined-in reveal is very, very rewarding, and her writing reveals more of herself and the authors than we would normally get, and even more importantly for this book, she reveals us as readers to ourselves. So I just found it to be an astonishing and wonderful experience to find this book in lockdown.
Does she write author by author and reflect and comment, or does she sort of range over all of them in the course of the narrative? How is it shaped?
She shapes it by the author mainly. So, so she digs down. Each chapter is devoted to that particular book that she's hauled out of the bookcase and what she thinks of it now compared with then. She's a wonderful author. I think she's done about a dozen books. She started off with Village Voice in the late 60s. You might remember The Odd Woman and the City, a memoir,
yes.
which came out just a couple of years ago. Some of these were previously published in literary magazines, including, for instance, the Paris Review. And she's reread those as well and plagiarised herself for this collection and writes about self-plagiarism. She's absolutely wonderful to, to spend some time with.
I love that idea too, that you can reread because it's a different reader. And it's worth giving it a go, actually, with some old faves, isn't it?
It really is. And a lot of people discovered that during lockdown. They just thought, OK, what have I got here? And, gosh, I haven't read this since the 90s. And it works because we bring completely different freight to reading it now. It's quite marvellous, isn't it?
That said, there's nothing quite like the sort of, I'm going to use the word virginal here, block your ears, delicate listeners. Okay. There's nothing quite like the virginal experience of a brand new book the first time.
But, that's true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
But the rereading definitely of the best of them can bring so much more as well. You sound like you're recommending?
Oh, very highly. Yes, she's quite indispensable, actually. She's totally winning.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tilly Lloyd from Unity Books, Wellington. The book is Unfinished Business, Notes of a Chronic Rereader by Vivian Gornick. Published by Black Ink. I've got $26 as the recommended price, which sounds like a bargain. And remember, those bookstores are open. Grab those lists you've been building up and gorge yourselves.